This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilization's spirit. He said Somnath Temple continues to stand tall despite repeated attacks and immense adversity. In an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in the year 1026, the Prime Minister said, "Hearing the word Somnath instills a sense of pride in people's hearts and minds." He said, "It is the eternal proclamation of the country's soul, and this majestic temple is situated on the western coast of the country in Gujarat at a place called Prabhaspatan." Later, sharing an audio on social media platform, the Prime Minister recalled the period when Somnath Temple was attacked by foreign invaders. Mr. Modi said, 1,000 years later, the temple still stands as glorious as ever because of the countless efforts to restore Somnath to its grandeur.
सोमनाथ हमें यह बताता है कि घृणा और कट्टरता में विनाश की विकृत ताकत हो सकती है लेकिन आस्था में सृजन की शक्ति होती है करोड़ों श्रद्धालुओं के लिए सोमनाथ आज भी आशा का अनंत नाद है यह विश्वास का वह स्वर है जो टूटने के बाद भी उठने की प्रेरणा देता है अगर 1,000 साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है तो हम 1,000 साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the National Cadet Corps has played a commendable role during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while addressing the NCC Republic Day Parade Camp 2026 in New Delhi. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Radhakrishnan said the operation showed the country's resolve to protect its national honour, sovereignty and people. He said, the NCC, with its motto, Unity and Discipline, has consistently nurtured generations of responsible and patriotic citizens. The Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to activists Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in the 2020 Delhi riots conspiracy matter, saying there was a prima facie case against the accused under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. However, a bench of Justice Arvind Kumar and Justice N.V. Anjaria granted bail to 5 other accused, Gulfisha Fatima, Miran Haider, Shifa Ur Rahman, Salim Khan and Shadab Ahmed in the case. The Delhi High Court today asked the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to respond to RJD leader Lalu Prasad Yadav's plea, challenging the framing of charges against him in the alleged IRCTC scam. The court has refused to stay the trial at this stage. The matter is scheduled for further hearing on the 14th of this month. In the case, charges were framed in October last year against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, son Tejasvi Yadav and 11 others for alleged cheating, criminal conspiracy and corruption. Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act has been brought to bring transparency in the earlier MG Narega scheme. Addressing farmers at Erode in Tamil Nadu today, the minister said the scheme has been extended to 125 days for the beneficiaries. The minister assured that payments under the scheme will reach the beneficiaries on time. The minister said if the amount is not paid to the beneficiaries within 15 days of their employment, legal action would be taken under the rule of law. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned the Indian Coast Guard's ICG first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, in Goa today. At the commissioning of Samudra Pratap, the Defence Minister hailed the vessel as a symbol of country's collective resolve and maritime confidence. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading around 0.3% down during the last hour of trade today. The Sensex declined 310 points to 85,451, while the Nifty fell by 76 points to 26,252 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.